It feels good, man, being back in the City of Champions, getting the opportunity to change the face of the organization again. A lot of guys eager to get out here on the field like we was today, but, you know, Jones threw us a bone today. Guys gonna get rested up and get ready for next week.
Tell me about the time you came in here in 2015, or was it 14 or 15?
14.
Okay, gee whiz. Okay, so tell me about 2014, coming in as a rookie compared to now. I don't know how much time you've thought about that.
Yeah, coming in as 2014 as a rookie, didn't know what to expect. All I know, when I got here, Coach Jones had us running fast from sideline to sideline for 2 hours straight, and, you know, the best man wins, and we ended up with a great cup, and now we got an opportunity to meet up again and see if we can do it again.
Has anything changed with Chris Jones? Do you notice, is he a little lighter? Is he a little mellower? Or is it you get a combination of Chris Jones now?
Only thing that's changed, he's a little taller. That's about it. That's about it. Everything else is the same. That's why I love him.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.